Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So what is your idea of a challenge? Is it running the marathon? Is it doing the Saturday Times crossword puzzle? We do a lot of things to push the boundaries of the possible, but my next guest is taking a challenge that's a little bit different, the food stamp challenge. Councilman Eric Gioia, who represents the 26th District in Western Queens, is feeding himself on $28 this week. $28, the average allocation for a New Yorker on food stamps. It's part of a nationwide effort to draw attention to the food stamp program as it faces reauthorization this year in Congress. So, Councilman Eric Gioia, welcome back to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you very much for having me on.
And we can take phone calls from anybody who's ever lived on food stamps. Talk about how you make ends meet on $28 a week of food for you and your family. 1-212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So you calculated that $28 a week works out to $1.30 per meal. I guess that would take some budgeting.
Well, it sure does, Brian. I have to tell you that it was, by the way, I've run the New York City Marathon. This is far more difficult. And when I walked into the supermarket for the first time with $28, it really hits you so quickly that you actually can't, not only can't you afford the food you would normally walk in and buy, but you, entire aisles are off limits to you. I brought along a woman with me, Ms. Tina Allen, who's actually surviving on food stamps. She's got two boys who are 10 years old, and she walked in and she said to me, "Don't even look at the meat aisle." She goes, "You can't go there." She said, "Milk, that's too expensive too." And what you quickly learn is that the foods you can afford, the cheapest foods, are the foods that are worse for you. I mean, because you only have $28, immediately something happens in your mind and you say, "Wait a second, I can't look at calories, I can't look at fat content. All I need to look at is the price tag because I need to get enough in this cart to feed me for a week."
Now, how many days have you been on this already yourself?
This is the fourth day.
And what are you eating?
I'm eating a lot of pasta. That's my dinner, which isn't so bad. It's really
because it's filling. It's filling and it's cheap.
Yes, the breakfast, Carol. I'm eating about, I guess, 4 or 5 slices of bleached white toast with butter, and eating with water. I was able to buy a couple of oranges and a couple of bananas, but I ran out of them yesterday.
Are you saying white bread is cheaper than wheat bread or better breads?
It is far cheaper. It was about 50% less expensive than whole grains, than whole wheat bread. And so, you know, I got to tell you, normally I don't eat butter. I've got a history of high cholesterol in my family, and I wouldn't even think about buying butter usually. But, you know, I'm eating that with bread, and then I bought one can of tomato sauce, and that's run out. That ran out last night. So tonight, I imagine I'll have butter on my spaghetti for dinner.
And the bread and the pasta all break down to sugar anyway.
You know, what's amazing is I'm hungry all the time. I'm lethargic, and I've actually gained 2 pounds, a little over 2 pounds, about 2.5 pounds in the past 4 days.
Now, that's interesting. You've gained weight on this low-cost diet.
Right. I've gained weight, but at the same time, I'm always very hungry, and I'm tired. And the other thing is that things you really take for granted, walking into a delicatessen or a pizza place or a restaurant and grabbing a meal, you can't do any of that. That means you wake up in the morning, and you've got to plan out your entire day. If you intend to spend a late night at the office or work a 12, 14-hour day, as I normally do, you've got to plan out that entire day. That means you've got to bring cheese sandwiches with you to work for lunch, peanut butter and jelly with you for dinner, and you've got to have it at the ready, because if you don't, you're going to be hungry.
We'll get to your policy point in a couple of minutes, but Paul in Manhattan is calling in. He lives on food stamps. Paul, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Important thing, I just heard the gentleman speak. Actually, having butter is a luxury on food stamps. I currently am on food stamps due to a medical condition, like a lot of people here in New York City. And what you have to do when you're on food stamps is even buy margarine, which is worse for you because it's, you know, it's significantly cheaper. But the food stamp budgeting that's going on is actually putting people, especially people living with AIDS, at risk because the food that you can buy is not the healthiest food. And yes, you do gain weight, but you're gaining bad weight, weight that can clog your arteries, that can make you lethargic. It's not what people who are compromised really need.
You know, Paul, this is Eric Gioia. You're absolutely right, and that's part of the, what I'm trying to do is draw attention to just that. That under the federal food stamp program, now some of the key points here are that the food stamp program is not indexed for inflation. Now we know the cost of everything has gone up. The cost to pay your rent, to buy gas if you've got a car, to pay for health insurance, everything in New York City and America has gone up, but food stamps have not. In addition, food stamps are not indexed state by state. So if you're living in South Dakota or Idaho, you're getting the same amount as you're getting to live in New York City. And we know that everything in New York City is far more expensive than it is in some other states.
Now, that's a really interesting point. I never knew that. The food stamp program has no indexing for local cost of living.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, here you have families that are literally struggling. Now, let's be clear. In no way, shape, or form do I really think that I'm experiencing what someone who's struggling and who actually is on food stamps is living. I mean, after the week is over, I'm going to be A-okay. But there are folks, there are 1.1 million New Yorkers who are living like this day in and day out, week in and week out, because they have no other choice. And to put that in perspective, I was on the subway the other day, and I was quite hungry. And I looked around, and when you think about one out of every eight New Yorkers is living on food stamps, that means six or seven or nine or ten people on your subway train is living the life I'm living this week. And that's incredibly sobering, one. Two, as a policymaker, I know that there are simple steps we can take that would do a tremendous amount to help these folks put food on their table. And in addition, keep in mind, Brian, the food stamp program is a federally funded program. It doesn't cost New York City any money. We could bring hundreds of millions of dollars to New York City if we got this right.
Let me take a caller who I think is going to challenge you on how unnutritionally you are eating, and that is Patricia in Mamaroneck. Patricia, you're on the air. Hi there.
Thank you. Hi, Brian. Yes, I wanted to call when Judith Hecht mentioned this happiness quotient, and you said you were having someone talking about how to live on food stamps.
Yes.
And I see a real definite connection, but let me first say that
Jennifer Hecht, by the way, just for anybody looking for that book. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Okay. And I want to read her Doubt. You know, the Doubt book just intrigues me. She and I seem to be spiritual, on the same spiritual length, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
To get back to the eating, I'm going to say I average about $18 a week, and I eat, I just love it. And let me bring up the happiness reference that I wanted to call about first.
Let's keep this focused here. Eric Gioia said he's living on what the average New Yorker on food stamps gets as a food budget, which is $28 a week, and he's forced into buying all these unnutritious foods because that's what's cheap and filling that you can buy in bulk. You're saying you live on $18 a week and you live very nutritionally.
Yes. And I have.
So what do you do?
I eat beans and rice. I have a slow cooker. I have many different types of beans. Split pea soup, if I can buy a ham hock, I throw that in there. I eat practically no beef. I do buy tuna fish when it's on sale, maybe light tuna two for a dollar, so I'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
I thrive on peanut butter. I'll sometimes have peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter and a slice of banana.
So, Patricia, these are all very interesting examples. Is your point, then, that instead of lobbying for more generosity in the food stamp program, that Eric Gioia should be out there educating his constituents on how to live nutritionally on what they have?
Well, that's part of it. But the other thing is that the food stamp program is not adequate, not because we can't eat nutritionally on it, but because of the happiness factor. We seem to feel deprived because we can't afford going down the aisles, buying expensive things that aren't even good for us. It has nothing to do with nutrition or the food program not being enough. It's this, the happiness quotient. We think we're only happy when we can afford bottled water that has shown that New York City water ranks one of the highest in taste testing blind tests.
Patricia, I get your point very strongly. I'm going to have to leave it there because your phone is breaking up so badly. But Eric Joyer, what about her central point? You know you could be eating a lot more nutritionally than you are on these $28 a week.
Well, Patricia, it's a very interesting point. And I want to say I've gotten some wonderful emails and phone calls from around the city of folks who are actually living on food stamps. And one woman said to me, I'm getting great tips. One woman sent in, she said, when we go shopping, if we have any change coming, we buy the pre-sweetened Kool-Aid. Because one of the things, now it's interesting, obviously Kool-Aid is not the healthiest, but one of the things I found is that the beverages is where you really feel it. I have water with every single meal. Now water, obviously I drink a lot of water normally, but water with peanut butter and jelly, water with cheese sandwiches, water with toast, it gets to be a bit much. And so, a lot of families on food stamps have been sending me tips on how they get by not only to eat a little bit more nutritiously, but also how they try to flavor up their meals. It's the question of, do we need to do a better job of educating folks on how they can eat and make healthy choices? Well, of course we do. We also need to make sure that food stamps are taken across the city. There are a lot of places that have healthier foods that won't accept them. We need to make sure we expand food stamps, that every green market in New York City accepts food stamps. But there's also a central point that healthier foods are actually more expensive. Skim milk is more expensive than whole milk. Whole wheat bread is more expensive than bleached white bread. And so you have families who are making, unfortunately, rational choices in the short run because they've got to put food on their table, but are in effect, over the long haul, poisoning themselves.
City Councilman Eric Joyer of Queens, my guest on WNYC. He is living for 1 week on the food stamps budget for all his food purchases. That's $28. And also joining us briefly now is Joel Berg, Executive Director of the New York Coalition Against Hunger. He's also taking the challenge. And I just want to remind our listeners that in about 10 minutes, we have former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich coming up. He's going to talk about his new book on Pearl Harbor, which he actually relates to some of the politics of terrorism today. And Newt Gingrich will talk about under what circumstances he might enter the presidential race, which he is considering, and give us some of his ideas for changing presidential debates. He's been talking about that and some things that some of you might support. But Joel Berg, Executive Director of the New York Coalition Against Hunger, hi there.
Hi, how are you? I hope you asked Mr. Gingrich about his role in cutting food stamps.
Well, since he's not in Congress anymore, I guess he doesn't have a current role, but did a big cut start during his reign?
He forced it into the welfare bill in 1996 against President Clinton's objections, and that is one of the reasons we have this problem today. If I may respond to your caller, Patricia, if you have enough time, you can cook slightly more nutritiously on a food stamps diet. I noted she mentioned that she had a, quote, slow cooker, and I found having someone help me prepare the food for the week, if you spend hours shopping, hours of cooking beans from scratch, you can get it by more, but everyone from Mr. Gingrich on down is saying Americans ought to be working harder and longer hours, people ought not to be on welfare staying at home. So there is this paradox that people who are going out to the workplace just do not have the time they used to cook everything from scratch to meet this diet.
So there's some kind of national campaign here, I guess, because the governor of Oregon, Ted Kulongoski, lived on a food stamp allocation for a week, a couple of weeks ago. Now Councilman Joy is doing it, and I gather you're doing it also. Is this part of a political campaign?
It's a national campaign, Brian, and I've written to prominent New Yorkers across the board asking them to join and to try this out. One, so that you walk a mile in somebody else's shoes and see how incredibly difficult it is. But two, so that we can build up the awareness and political will to actually make change. There's some problems in government that you talk about on your show that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. You look at it and you say, well, I actually don't know the solution. We do know the solution here. This is a knowable and solvable problem. We can do so much more to end child hunger in this city, to end hunger overall in this city and this country. The solutions are there. And I think what you've had, unfortunately, is, and from Speaker Gingrich on down, is this war on poor people, where you go out there and you say, these are folks who are living off their welfare benefits, they're living high in the hog, and they're taking advantage of us. It's not the folks I know. It's not the folks that Joel knows. The truth is that if you're working and you're out there making $22,000 or $23,000 a year, and by the way, you qualify for food stamps if you're making that money and you've got kids. That's an important fact to note. and you're paying half your money in rent, and you're paying for health care, and you're paying for transportation costs to get to work, you don't have money left over to go out and buy food.
So, Joel Berg, what specific changes would you like to see in the program?
We would like to see the new federal farm bill that's going to be passed by Congress this year to increase the minimum benefit amount. Some people have criticized Eric and I and saying, boy, not a realistic number. But the truth is the minimum benefit amount in New York is even lower, $10 a month, same as the rest of the country. We'd like to see that raised. We'd like to see the average amount raised. We'd like to see more hardworking legal immigrants who are paying taxes be able to feed their families with the food stamps program. And as Eric mentioned, we definitely need more federal leadership on making food stamps available at farmers markets.
What's the immigration restriction on food stamps?
Right now, you have to be here 5 years or more. Many children are eligible. Many of the parents are not eligible. Illegal immigrants never could get food stamps, and we are not recommending that they could. This is all about legal immigrants who were cut off for the first time in 96.
And the $10, is that because there's a sliding scale, and depending on your income, you get X number of food stamps or Y number of food stamps?
There are a lot of factors involved, including housing costs. So a lot of the people making $10, earning $10 a month in food stamps are senior citizens, disabled people, and people living in public housing. Practically for the MetroCard to get to the city office to apply in the first place.
You know, Brian, there are three central issues in regard to food stamps and ways we can improve it. One is raising awareness of who actually qualifies. There's a lot of people don't even realize that if they're working that they still qualify. So the fact that I like to throw out there is if you're making under $24,000 a year and you have kids, you probably qualify and you should apply. The second area where there needs to be a tremendous amount of work is making sure that once someone realizes they qualify, they can actually go out there and get it. There shouldn't be tremendous bureaucratic hurdles and red tape preventing hungry people from getting what they're entitled to by law. Unfortunately, investigations I've done have uncovered tremendous hurdles. They've improved over the past few years, but a lot of them remain. And then the third area is making sure that once you do get it, it's actually sufficient. Food stamps were created, Lyndon Johnson signed it into law, one of the great anti-poverty programs. But it began at a time when you actually did have somebody maybe at home who could spend time on a slow cooker for beans. It was a time when it was a much slower pace of American life. I know for me, this weekend was a little easier, frankly, than Thursday and Friday, because I was, like Joel, able to sit down and make a long meal, boil the water and make the pasta and heat up the sauce and chop up the vegetables and sit down for a meal. But when you're working 12 or 14 hours a day or longer than that and you get home, well, you're tired. You want to go to sleep. And so you may then just be making yourself a cheese sandwich or peanut butter and jelly before you're going to bed.
We're going to continue in a minute with Eric Gioia and Joel Berg for just another couple of minutes. We have a lot of people calling in with your food stamp stories. We'll try to get to one or two more of you, and then former House Speaker and possible presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich will join us. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with New York City Councilman Eric Gioia of Western Queens and Joel Berg, Executive Director of the New York Coalition Against Hunger. They're both living on a food stamp allocation of $28 this week to make the point of what food stamps buy and try to argue for greater allocations in the food stamp budget and the new farm bill that's being debated. And Ed in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, gentlemen. I think you might want to consider this, that food stamps is supposed to be in addition to your ability to provide nourishment for your family. Like you said, there's people who work and they are already providing meals for their family, and this is supposed to enhance their ability to, not replace what it is
Ed,
they can do. And I think
that's a great point. Ed, this is Councilman Gioia.
Yes.
That's a great point, and I was trying to address that earlier in that I said, I mean, that's wonderful in theory, but I think we recognize the reality is a lot of folks are so strapped for cash, so difficult making ends meet with all their other costs, that the food stamp budget really turns out being almost their entire food budget. I actually just got this great email from a woman, I think, in Brooklyn, and it says here, dear councilman, here are some tips. You may want to start pouring water into the tomato sauce to make it last longer. Parents like me are always thinking of ways to feed their children. When the food is running low, most mothers go to the community butcher and ask for bones to make soup to stretch the food supply. One more thing. You're using two slices of bread to make a sandwich. One slice should be used. Just fold the bread. Your goal is to make the food last. I've been living like this for 50 years. And so I think when these stories that I'm hearing and what I'm seeing and speaking to folks, there are a lot of people in this town who are living really in a way that in New York City they shouldn't be living. This isn't a Democratic issue. It's not a Republican issue. It's a moral issue.
And that's where we have to leave it. You've made your points. We have Newt Gingrich waiting in the wings, and City Councilman Eric Gioia, Democrat from Western Queens, Joel Berg, Executive Director of the New York Coalition Against Hunger. Thanks for spending this much time with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having us.